did miss a kick a bit and got beat, run second, length and a quarter, and then at Scone the other day, he ended up running third. Now, why I think he can win today, he goes to 1,200, and he won't have to hustle and bustle as much. He is a fair beginner and got good speed. Robert Thompson hasn't ridden him the last two. He has been unavailable, and he's back to ride him today, and he rode him the two horse, the races that he won, and he may be able to settle, you know, without being rushed in the 1,200-metre race. He's a terrific each-way value. He's our toy boy. He's going well. He's got a hump 60 and a half. He had 60 the other day, and he got beat half a length there to Vanna Locklio, who went okay at Warring the other day. Got to be hard to beat on the home track. Number eight, I had him for third, Radical Impact. Oh, he's hard to catch. 44 starts, 4 wins and 16 placings. Talk to his trainer, Nick Mitchell, he'll tell you. But he always runs a good race, just doesn't win that often. But he is very well placed in this race with a good barrier. And two, Nick, on the run. 4, 1, 8 and 2.
And the last here, Gary, at just after 5 o'clock, number 2, Bazell at $1.70. The next price is 7 Invicta at $5.50.
Whatever you're winning on the day, put it on him. He is clearly a good thing in this race, number 2, Bazell. He was $1.90, I think, with Tab when they first went up, but $1.70 now. He's a highly promising street cry colt trained by John O'Shea. Pens at a ride. Got beat a long head on to Bewitt Canterbury. That was way back in May. Just took a long time to wind up in the 1100 and really hit the line. Went to the paddock. He's won 2 recent trials and he blitzed him here at Newcastle at the Cup Carnival in a maiden. Now, also in his favour, he goes from 1150 to 1350 and that's what he wants. He's my second good thing of the day. Number 2, Bazell. 1, Bellridge, goes well on the track. Number 3, Let's Have a Win. Chance for Australian Bloodstock. Could run into a place. And, oh, the other one I had there is Scratch. So, number 7, Invicta. 2, 1, 3, and 7, Andrew.
Okay, and you got a couple of best bets.
Yeah, mate. One all up the other. Mark Newnham's horse in race 3, number 2, Postmaster General. And the O'Shea Galloper, race 9, number 2, Bazell.
Well, here you're through the day from Newcastle. Good on you, Gary.
Good on you. Thanks, Andrew.
Gary Harley there, his best. Race 3, number 2, and race 9, number 2. They're all our previews, but the racing talk continues. Tab Talk is next.
Your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio, would like to remind you that daylight savings commences this weekend. When you head to bed on Saturday night, move your clock forward 1 hour and start enjoying the extra evening daylight. For all your spring and summer sports and racing, stay with Sky Sports Radio.
Are you stuck in traffic now? Think of the relaxing time later when you're enjoying a glass of Sacred Hill wine. Try Sacred Hill Chardonnay, always affordable by De Bortoli. Here's the traffic.
Oxford Falls Road, that's affecting traffic in both directions. Newport lights are out on Barrenjoey Road at Beaconsfield Street. And Pimble, the Pacific Highway northbound, starting to see holiday traffic. It's bumper to bumper between Ryde Road and Turramurra Station. Right now, when you spend $100 or more and scan your Flybuys card, you'll receive $15 off your next Coles shop. Only at Coles, see in store for terms and conditions. I'm Tara Mulway. That's the latest traffic on Sky Sports Radio.
Our next caller is Mick, who has something to say to Greg.
Yeah, Greg Hall. I just love him. Ever since the Derby, I backed him on Mahogany and once he kicked in the straight, no one had an answer. I'll never forget it.
Stunning, Mick. Stunning. It's easy to love a bet this spring carnival because we've got exciting offers going all the way to the finish line. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Being a bloke is busy work. You're a provider and a father and a husband. How are you supposed to fit in fitness around all that? The Man Challenge is an exercise and food program for real blokes like you. 10 weeks, just 10 minutes a day to lose weight and be a better bloke. Too right. With the Man Challenge, you can finally fit in being fit. Get the ball rolling today at themanchallenge.com.au.
Consult your GP before beginning any weight loss plan.
On your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio, it's time for Tab Talk.
Bit of shifting around on the barriers. They're up. They're ready. Racing as well.
It's the 150th running of the Epsom and the gates open. They're off and racing.
With all the latest in racing from around the country, welcome to Tab Talk.
Yes, and on a Saturday morning, you love it because the racing talk continues 7 days a week at 10 o'clock is Tab Talk. And Nick Quinn back in our studio. Good morning to you, Quinny.
Very good morning to you too, Andrew. I was excited about betting on just about every race at Randwick today, but after hearing that preview from Gary Harley, he's got me very excited about the day. Wasn't he bullish, the great man?
Yeah, Bazell in the last, it's been starting to tighten up, but he's pretty keen, the Gary, when he gets to Newcastle. He loves that on a Saturday. The betting on this day and the huge jackpot, of course, with the Tab, with the Tab Epsom, with a first four jackpot of $1 million guaranteed.
Be honest, Andrew, did you do the Dr. Evil impersonation then as you said the million? Did the pinky just go up to the mouth as you said that? Because it does roll off the tongue and into the heart, doesn't it? And when you have a look at the Epsom this year, obviously the race won by the superstar Winx last year, but $6 favourites, Palantino, Haraki, McCreary, Fabrizio as well, and the support continues for Happy Clapper as well. $13 throughout the course of the week, all the way down to $9.50 as well. Le Remains had specking, and you can make a case for so many of these runners. There's no Winx this year, but as a result, we get a really competitive betting race, and I dare say for such a feature handicap race, that's what punters want.
Yeah, exactly. I think Racing New South Wales and the ATC with the late entries, we might only have 13, but it's a $6 the race market. It tells us just how competitive it is. Just before Nevesh Ramdani out there, and Nevesh, I hope you're away from the wind because you'll get blown away out here. We've got a race from Hastings in a couple of minutes. Four Sacred Surfers, the favourite there, at $4 fixed odds and $4.30 on the tote. That race on a big day in New Zealand coming up shortly. Nevesh Ramdani, where are you? Nevesh.
Good morning, Andrew. I've found myself a really good spot here in the Theatre of the Horse, just behind the Longines Fine and away from the wind.
And that's pretty hard to do because it is windy, but at least as we've been telling our listeners, the sun's out and it's I can feel it coming through our OB window now. There's a bit of warmth out there.
Certainly, and just standing here in the mountain yard, it certainly does feel really warm. It is slightly protected down here. But as you say, once you're out in the open, that wind's pretty strong. And look, you probably got me beat if you ask me where it's coming from, because I just walked off the track and it was a tailwind. Yep. So it's, you know, typical Randwick, it sort of swirls a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see how that wind sort of impacts the races during the course of the day.
Yeah, it will be. And I look, it's a swirling wind, so the jockeys will start to get a feel on what's going on. You've left it at four. Have you been out with the stewards?
Not yet, but we would be doing shortly. Look, given it is starting to warm up, as you said, Andrew, and with this breeze, that track's going to certainly dry out. So whether we go before or after the first, I'll come back to you on that. But I reckon at some point we will be due for an upgrade.
Okay, we'll monitor that as we go, and as we know, the rail is at 3 metres. Thanks a lot, Nevesh. We'll see you around, and just keep the wig on, mate. Everything will be all right today.
Thank you, Andrew. Have a great day.
He doesn't, Quinny. But I'll tell you, if you're wearing one today, Brett Devine's with us in the van here. Brett from the ATC, I tell you something, if you're wearing one today, you'd be using super glue.
Look, you would be, Andrew, and I'm glad Quinny's not here on course, because with his hairstyle, well, it really could get interesting.
Oh, geez, it would, wouldn't it? Quinny, if you were here, you'd be just holding your breath. Hold your breath, because here's Hastings.
Number two on the card, gates open, they're off to a pretty good start for Yurte and Sacred Surfer, the first two away. Freddie Ladd showing speed out wide and going with them also, Hoskins. And then followed out by Undercover out deeper with them, as If So Happens. A length away, Blue 22 being passed by Get Along Home Cindy. Always Ready is back midfield on the inside, followed out wider on the track by Foibles. Well back in the field also is Hotspot, with it is My Tommy. Two lengths away then to Lola Jane, followed by Talk to Talk, and last of all, Maneo Invictus. Down the side they come, 700 metres to go, and the pacemaker's Undercover on the outside of Freddie Ladd. A length and a half away, Hoskins is third, followed by Sacred Surfer in the centre. Out deeper, Get Along Home Cindy, then Fiorte, followed round by Sabotage and Blue 22. Further back, My Tommy. Hotspot is next as they swing in from Always Ready. Well back as If So Happens. Foibles are back with them as well as they head for home. Maneo Invictus and Lola Jane, but down to the 300 they come. Pacemaker is Freddie Ladd coming after it. Sacred Surfer right through also undercover and out wide, running on Blue 22 and My Tommy starting to power home out wide right across the track here. Sacred Surfer, My Tommy, and still there on the inside, Freddie Ladd going towards the post. He's got there, Freddie. Freddie Ladd led all the way. Photos for the Miners. Sacred Surfer and right through also Blue 22 and My Tommy in a four-way go. Back and behind those undercover, Fierte, then came Talk to Talk, followed by Sabotage. Further back was Always Ready, Hotspot, Hoskins, then came Get Along Home Cindy, followed well back by Lola Jane. Well, with them also, If So Happens, Mineo, Invictus and Foibles back amongst the tail enders.
Number two, Freddie Ladd gets the money there. $16.20 and $4. It's a photo for second and third. Two and a photo. We'll give you official numbers and totes when they do become official for race two at Hastings. They've got big action there today. The Livermore Classic's a really strong race, which we'll cover on Sky Sports Radio. This is Tab Talk on Sky Sports Radio. Nick Quinn's back in our studio, and here in our OB van at Randwick is Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club. Morning to you, Brett.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning to Quinny, and good morning to all the punters out there. And what a cracking day it is.
Oh, yeah.
And what a long weekend we have ahead of us, kicking off here at Royal Randwick today.
And the promotion about it, with the Tab Epsom, the Metropolitan, those entries came late. And as I say, some people might suggest that we haven't got 20 in the Epsom over the famous mile, but the 13 that are there, as you've heard from Duff and Mike Fraser this morning, really any of them can win.
Look, absolutely. It's been covered very well. And look how apt that it is, the Tab Epsom this year. The first time they've sponsored the Epsom for $1 million. And look, as you say, over the Randwick Mile, we always love an open betting race. It's such a competitive course. And look, anyone could win, and great value for punters.
Yeah, for sure. You've got lots of things out here today, and particularly for yours truly. And yeah, I've got numbers here, Quinny. I've got more numbers here than whatever. Because I'm sitting on a Tab punting challenge table with Slats and TK. I mean, fair to go, how am I going to get them through, Quinny?
Well, you're going to have sore shoulders if you can get them across the line after carrying them, Andrew, that's for sure. And I must admit, I have asked you for a couple of tips the recent few weeks, and you've been seeing them like beach balls as well. I know you're very quick to pump up Paul Joyce, Andrew, but you steered us into a winner last week as well. So, no pressure, but it is grand final day in the AFL. It's one of the biggest days of racing at Royal Randwick today. If you could find one for your many, many loyal fans, that would be greatly appreciated.
Well, I reckon I have. And,
good.
And the boys this morning, Ronnie tipped at fourth in the Metrop. Antonio Giuseppe.
Ooh.
I know it's a massive step up in class. I understand that. But I love horses that simply attack the line. And it does that. And I reckon sitting down there on 51, G-Boss back in town, he'll be after a big group one to just remind people what he's all about. It's mine in the Metrop, Antonio Giuseppe.
Now, do you have something for the Caulfield Cup as well? Because you think if he wins today and goes to the Caulfield Cup, he's currently $26. He could almost be favourite.
Oh, no. Well, hang on. You're exaggerating there. What are you on? You're on more than coffee.
I'm on Tab Talk, Australia's leading racing show, Andrew.
Andrew, I think Quinny understands how strong the Sydney form is. I mean, you know, you win the Metro, right. Well, you're right in there.
Yeah, right in there. But, no, I like Antonio, the way he went through the line the other day. And I know there's plenty of mail around in the Premier, but, gee, it's a good little race. I love Southern Legend. And I love Takedown. I reckon they're both winnable chances. But look, everyone's got their thoughts today. Now, what's happening in regard to tomorrow and today with the NRL Grand Final, Brett?
Yeah, look, Andrew, as you say, it's a massive weekend for sport in Sydney, and we kick it all off here at Royal Randwick. Some very quick things to let people know. If you hold a ticket to tomorrow's Grand Final at the NRL, you get in for free here today. So bring that ticket along and you get straight in. Of course, we've got the AFL covered today. The Sydney Swans versus the Western Bulldogs is an AFL live site down there at the end of the octagonal lawn. If you're coming out to the races and you bought a ticket, it's integrated transport, so that means you can get on trains and buses, selected services from Central Station and also from the eastern suburbs on buses. That gets you here free of travel. And of course, look, it just gets bigger and better, Andrew. Does it get any bigger or better in spring? We've got Richie Sambora and Orianthe in the Theatre of the Horse after the last race. What an outstanding bit of extra value for punters that come out to Royal Randwick. There's a big food site there on the octagonal lawn called The Muse. Fresh food and produce from across New South Wales, created especially by the great ATC team here. Look, Andrew, we could fill another 20 minutes of telling you of all the things that are on here today,
well,
but
they're all
there's no
on
other place to be.
I must admit, I'm getting into Bon Jovi because we always love a bet because of that. But I got asked during the week to play an air guitar up against Richie Zambora. And I said no because I'm not really into that. I'm a bit more mature. They need people like Quinny and those sort of young kids with hair locks and things like that. But when I told my wife last night that we're going out and I've said no to this, but and she said, "You're what? You said no playing with Richie Zambora?" So, I don't know, it might be a late change.
I think you'd cut a great figure in the Fear of the Horse. People might remember seeing, I think it was Blake Shinn's, a famous YouTube video, dancing last autumn.
Exactly, so, just in front of me. I wonder what Tommy Berry would be like with an air guitar.
I reckon he'd be pretty good. He wields that whip very well, so I think he's pretty dexterous.
Tommy, good morning to you on Tab Talk. Do you want to play the air guitar with Richie Zambora at some stage tonight?
Yeah, no, it sounds good as long as it's not plugged in because I wouldn't want to hurt anyone's ears, but yeah, I'll give it a go.
with a star like Richie here, mate, let's hope you're one of the stars. You've got some interesting rides later on in the day, particularly in the Epsom and the Metropolitan, but the two-year-olds, you never know with Grasslands in the first.
No, look, she's a lovely filly. She trialled well at Randwick a couple of weeks ago and didn't really do much on a late because she's going to be a better horse in 6 months' time, but she's really come on since that trial and been very happy with the way she's been working. And, she's trying a nice barrier to get a nice run about midfield and hopefully she's hitting the line hard.
Yeah, we had Mike Friedman on much earlier this morning. And, look, they're two-year-olds, but he just felt that the horse would have made improvement off the trial and that's what you want to see with these youngsters.
Yeah, 100%. It's not the horse that goes out and brains him in the two-year-old trials. It's the one that comes on from that trial and... you know, we believe Grasslands has, and she's a beautiful filly, beautifully bred filly as well, and I'm sure she'll live up to her breeding.
You've ridden, didn't mention it, in the two trials, who goes around in this race as well. How do you see that horse? What was the clincher for you to go towards Grasslands?
Oh, well, just because I didn't mention I had to trial a second time, and then you... It's obviously going to trial well, come through that trial well and do well during the week, where Grasslands had the 2 weeks between trials. And I knew the horse was fit and ready to go before I took it, where it's sort of, you're taking a risk if you've got to wait for Gerald's horse to have a second trial and make sure it came through it well, because they are two-year-olds and they're very fragile. And so I just pretty much went for the percentages.
And the one in the second, you were going to ride Showtime, which has been scratched, but you did ride the Michael Friedman youngster Bowerman in its trial. Can you give us a help there in the breeders?
Yeah, look, he's a lovely colt. Obviously, I went with Hawkses because I ride for them most of the time, so that was the reason there. But look, he's a lovely colt. He was he didn't run great time in his trial, but he was pretty lost out in front of himself and did it quite easy. But I think Michael will instruct... to probably be ridden just beyond the speed, just to give him something to follow in at the straight. And he's another one. He's a bit like Grasslands. He'll be better 6 months' time and with a couple of runs under his belt, but he's definitely a talented colt.
Well, let's get to the big races. You know, there's that, 7 kilo spread in the Tab Epsom. You're on a horse that's down there, McIntosh at the 52. It's drawn a gate. Gee, it's a live chance you'd feel for the Waller stable.
Yeah, look, he's going really well, this bloke, and his last preparation was faultless by the Derby, and he's come back in great order and obviously been trained more like a sprinter mole of his preparation, and he's went first up against really strong opposition. It was quite good, and the form's really stepped up out of that with Peter Snowden's been coming out and winning last weekend, so I'm very happy with how he's going. He'll settle just up on the pace, I believe. I haven't spoken to Chris yet, but... Of course, like Fabrizio is really going to stretch him out, and I know it won't worry my bloke. We'll probably just get him to switch off a little bit better. And he's won over 2,000 metres last preparation, so if it is a strong round mile, and a round week mile is always a tough one, at least we'll know he'll be strong at the end of it.
I guess we were talking about it this morning that Fabrizio takes it up, but you probably don't want to be the horse that's dragging the rest of them up. You have to judge it.
Yeah, look, I'll just come out and get my bloke in his comfort zone and hopefully that is a couple of pairs back, because it is always hard taking the field up to the tearaway leader. And you know, there's a couple of other horses who speed in the race, so we'll just see how we go and see how the race pans out. But, you know, from Vizio might not run along, you just can't take the race on what you're going to see. You've got to wait till the gates open and see what happens after a fellow.
Understand. You get the ride here in the Metropolitan on another live chance for the Chris Wallace stable. Sacred Master off its win in the Newcastle Cup, and it was so strong through the line to win that day.
Yeah, it was. He obviously followed the same form line as playing Cat of Gold did when I won on him in 2012, so it's been a proven formula, and Mr. Wallace has got this horse going, you know, in great guns at the moment. He's really going through his years in his class as well. It was a great one. He was running the Wild and Cup, and then he was back on top of the ground at Newcastle over a bit further distance, and it really put him away well after being ridden a bit quieter. So, obviously from the gate, we'll have to ride him a bit quiet again, but the distance isn't going to be a problem for him. He's raced over 3,200 before, and he's got the wind design just to keep switching on the last hurdle. He seems to sort of wander around a little bit. Look, he's a top chance. I think it's a very open race at Metrop. Obviously, Shoe Shot the Barman and Grand Marshal and horses like that, the old timers that have proven year after year that they're right up to the top today in Australia. They're obviously going to be hard to beat as well.
Yeah, exactly. It's a very competitive race. What about the last? Do you think today's premiere will be run differently to assist English?
Yeah, look, I think it'll be run much quicker. But the thing with English is you just need a bit of cover and you need someone to take you into the race. The other day she was caught three wide, which probably doesn't look bad because there's only one corner. But when you're a filly like her, it's only got a 200-metre sprint, I pretty much had to make my run myself, where I really need someone else to be able to make the run for me and me just be able to pull out of the 250 and make my run then. So she needs a bit of luck from the barrier. Needs a bit of cover, and if she gets that, she'll be very hard to beat.
Tommy, Nick Quinn, I'm just going to chime in with English because you've just said she's very hard to beat, which is probably what a lot of people wanted to hear. And I dare say the result probably wasn't what you wanted last time in the shorts, but how did she feel? Did she feel that she was as good as she was in the barrier trial at Randwick, where she looked absolutely sensational and maybe just race circumstances didn't go your way?
Yeah, definitely. Look, if you look at the times, the quickest she ran was probably from the 600 to the 400. I haven't really checked myself, but by feel, you know, she used the best part of a sprint up between the 600 and the 300, and by the time she got the last furlong, she was out of gas. So her trials in most of the races that she's won, she's been carted into the race and really only been let off a bit late. So, you know, the way the race is running is going to tell the tale for her, but hopefully we can get a nice position midfield with a bit of cover and she'll be able to beat mine.
Well, fingers crossed you can get the job done today. Now, a horse went round at Moonee Valley last night in the Moyer Stakes that you've got an outstanding association with, as Chautauqua. The last time we saw Chautauqua, you booted him home in the Chairman's Sprint. He was unplaced last night at the Valley. I'm sure you watched the run. What did you make of it?
Yeah, I thought it was a brilliant run. Obviously, the only time he's ever been over 1,000 metres has been against a lot weaker opposition and probably not at that sort of frantic pace, but last night they went along at a really quick tempo. He was off the bit the whole way, never got a chance to travel. And for a horse to be off the bit the whole way and still let down like he did to run fourth, and I think you'll find his last furlong probably be the quickest of the race. You know, he's come back in great order, and even his 1,200 metre runs, he's only really getting there sort of the last 50 metres or on the post. So over 1,000 metres, I don't think you can expect too much more. And obviously there was a massive hype from what he did in the TJ and in Hong Kong going into the first up run, but you know, I don't think he's lost any admirers, and he definitely hasn't lost any from me.
All right, we look forward to seeing Chautauqua again. Good luck today, Tommy. We'll see you out here, mate.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Tommy.
Good on you. Tommy Berry on Tab Talk. Paul Joyce winners coming up in a moment. Totes on that second race at Hastings. 2 Freddie Ladd, $16.20 and $4. 4 Sacred Surfer at $170. 5 My Tommy got third at $480 and fourth number one. 2, 4, 5 and 1 on race 2 at Hastings.
The Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Ray Thomas and Jimmy Smith. Manly legend Max Grillage.
I think the league realistically have made too many changes to the game. I think the bunker shouldn't even be there. Should only have one referee, like the Plumbies have one referee. So I listened to Tommy Rudonic just waffle on the other day, and I think he was correct. A lot of stuff he was saying. But that's the dinosaurs coming out in, because that's the way we used to play.
The Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Sunday mornings at 6 on Sky Sports Radio. Brought to you by Penrith Mazda.
I'm a digital radio.
And I'm a digital TV. Now, you may remember when TV went digital.
Yes, yes, and you got a lot more channels and a better picture.
Well, buying a digital radio is the same.
Exactly. I've got up to 30 extra radio stations, plus all your old faves, and I sound amazing.
Yeah, but I look amazing.
Yeah, but this is a radio ad, so no one can see you.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to hear this station like you have never heard it before,
buy a digital radio.
Head into your nearest retailer and upgrade to digital.
Bing Lee, bringing you the best brands and best advice since 1957. Head into Bing Lee today and grab a bargain. Bing Lee, where there's a great deal more in store.
Sky Sports Radio has racing covered from all angles. Get the latest trots action every Tuesday morning at 10:30 with On The Pace. Interviews with trainers and drivers. Tips for the feature racing. On The Pace, every Tuesday morning at 10:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
It is Tab Talk. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, Tab Talk has a big preview of the NRL Grand Final. Also, what else is on, Quinny? There was something else that we've lined up for tomorrow morning, and I've gone mentally blank. But
I'm sure Trent Langscale will come rushing in to tell us at any moment if he's...
Yeah, but we've certainly got John O'Farr and hopefully Matt Russell, who's been a regular right through the NRL season. So a big NRL Tab Talk tomorrow morning between 10 and 10:30, and then between 10:30 and 11 tomorrow morning, Dean Lester and Mark Hunter with a 30-minute preview for Turnbull Day at Flemington. So all covered here tomorrow morning. He helped us with two last week, Quinny, so you better introduce our next guest.
The superstar, the money man, the best in the business. Just ask him, the one and only Paul Joyce.
How are you, Joyce? Intro, Quinny. One of your best, Quinny. Best intro I've had all year, so I'll have to find you an extra winner today.
You tipped very, very well last week. You looked after a lot of punters, and let's hope you can have a little bit of success again today on this magnificent nine race program at Royal Randwick. Let's just get straight into it. What are the best of your specials?
We'll go straight to the big one, the Epsom Race 7 at Randwick, number 9. McCreary is my best bet of the day. I think Chris Waller will win this race. He's won the last three, and he's obviously got four runners here. But the timing with McCreary, to me, looks spot on. He's following the path he trod with He's the Man, winning the Kingston Town, dropping back to the mile at Randwick, and getting in on a fly weight of 51.5 kilos. I think when I saw the barrier 4, and did a quick map of the race, I've got McCreary probably getting the gun run, and that could prove the difference in what is a very open affair. So race 7, number 9, McCreary, to win the Epsom.
Beautiful. I'll take the $6 then and give that an extra loud cheer. And what else have you got for us on the card today?
Well, I think Chris Waller will win the next big one too, the Metropolitan Race 8, number 7 with Sacred Master. Again, the timing for this horse looks spot on. Chris Waller bought him across from New Zealand. He worked him up gradually in distance until we got to the 2,200 metres of the Newcastle Cup last start. And I thought he was soft on the line winning that. Up to the 2,400 today, which he has won over in Group 2 in New Zealand, and he's been placed in a Group 1 over 3,200. So he'll stay the trip better than the rest. 53 kilos is perfectly weighted, a stayer on the up. And I think he can win this, and we might even see him sneak into the Caulfield Cup.
Oh, there we go. I put that to Andrew before, and I reckon he might be going to snap up some of the pre-post odds, because Andrew, he's tipping another one of the Chris Waller runners as well. So he's expected to have a massive day at Royal Randwick today. For those that are just tuning in, Andrew's tipping Antonio Giuseppe. So what have you got the third of the specials there on this magnificent day, Joycey?
Look, I'm really keen on Kaepernick in the last race 9, number 11 for Team Hawks. He's a stayer who I saw up at Scone. It was only a listed win, but he won it as if he was going to be a Group 1 horse. And he failed in the Stradbroke, went for a spell, and then in the shorts first half, I thought it was the best run of the race. He was the only runner to make significant ground, and a couple of strides after the line, he was charging away from them. Perfect barrier again. The only query, wait for age, but I think that's enhanced our odds, and I think he can handle a step up. So race 9, number 11, Kaepernick, worth a good straight-out bet in the last.
He was well back last start as well, a $6.50 third elect, and was $11 when markets opened as well. So there has been market support, and English and Kaepernick come out of the same race as last time. They have been the two best back runners today as well. Our boy Malachi, good to see him back at the track as well. Hopefully he can run a good race. Now, it does look a perfect day for a quaddie, Joycey. No doubt we'll all be taking one, and for those that want to back a winner, that means follow you. How do we go about doing that?
Yeah, look, I'll take a quaddie for sure. It's going to cost $25 for 10%. In the first leg, we're taking Yankee Rose and a Woke, so numbers 1 and 7 in the flight. After that, we've got 9, 8, 1, 2 and 4. That's the Epsom, 9, 8, 1, 2, 4. In the Metropolitan, 7, 4, 1, 11 and 12. and then we'll bring it home with 11, 13, 12, 4, and 2, $25 for 10%. So you'd have to play at those odds.
And repeating the three there, race 7, number 9, race 8, number 7, and race 9, number 11. We'll see you out here later, Paul.
On the way. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks very much, Paul.
Paul Joyce, our regular on a Saturday. Don't forget tonight when you're heading to bed, push the clock forward an hour for daylight saving, so don't forget that. Quinny, you enjoy it, mate, wherever you are, whether you're at the AFL or going there or just whatever you're doing, enjoy the day. Nick Quinn joining us there.
One too?
Yes, still got you, Quinny. No, we've lost Quinny, so we'll take him off. Brett Devine, big day here for the ATC. And, of course, we should mention next week we're here for Spring Champion Day.
Yeah, it's a huge long weekend of sport and entertainment, Andrew, and no better place to be than Royal Randwick today. As we've said, NRL ticket holders get in for free. There's unbelievable racing, but great entertainment, food, hospitality right across the precinct. We're here at Randwick today and here at Randwick next week for Moulton Shandon Spring Champion Stakes Day.
So people with NRL grand final ticket, just bring the ticket and you'll get free admission here.
Bring the ticket, you get free admission. It kicks off the weekend, as I say. There's also the big AFL live site on the octagonal lawn to catch the Sydney Swans as they beat the Western Bulldogs today. And look, where else would you want to be on a spectacular spring morning and afternoon here at Royal Randwick?
Yep, the gates will open any tick of the clock. Good luck, Brett.
Thanks, Andrew. Good luck to all the punters.
And we should mention on Monday morning, the Labor Day Monday, we're on air at 6:30. Previews of Warwick Farm Racing. Is it free admission?
Free admission.
Free admission of Warwick Farm on Monday. And we'll have all the previews from 6:30. Ray Thomas will join us. Paul Joyce between 8 and 9 with the preview. That's on Monday. We're on air from 6:30. That's it from out here. Darren Flindell will pick it up. We've got interviews, all the action through the day, wherever you may be travelling. 11 o'clock, we've got Peter Ellis looking at Morfordville Parks. Just after that, Steve Moran looking at Caulfield. Simon Donopoulos, Hayley Attard, and Darren Flindell with his Randwick preview at about 11:35. Stay tuned. This is your place, Sky Sports Radio.
This spring, Sky Sports Radio brings you major events from around the country.
Real Princess dives through, but pure luck takes out the Pinochet.
Friday, the Carlton Mid Port Macquarie Cup heads a dual-pronged attack with $340,000 in prize money on the line. And in the